Beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Remember that ice cream container that Chef Brockett brought yesterday? Well, here it is. And I've already started putting the designs on it. Make it for the McFeely's wastebasket. Let's take it to the kitchen. I need to finish it. Yep. Won't you please, hi fish, please won't you be my neighbor? See, I've been cutting out those pieces. I have some others at home. And I have some glue and scissors that I've been working with. Here are a couple that I already have out. I'll show you where they fit. See here? See how the design goes? Well, I'll show you this way. Here's this one with these things that poke out, and then a plain oval one. And then the ones with the things that poke out, and a plain oval one. The ones with the things that poke out, a plain oval one. Better put one with the things poke out there, I guess. Okay. I'll glue that. This is called rubber cement. See, now that should go about right in here. Put someone here. Is that pretty good? Okay, now this oval, ones with the things that poke out. Better put an oval one here. Yeah, that's the one I have there. Get this just right for the McFeelys. You know how I like them. Let me see now. Oh, this needs to be glued a little better than that. I want you to stay on there. Okay. Now, you need to tell me what else we need. There are two more pieces that we need to put on up there. Now take a look at this top line here. See those designs? Okay, we need two more like them right here. Now take a look at this paper. And see if you can find where those two could be taken from. I think we could get one from in here, and another one maybe from in here. I'll just cut them. I'll take my time and cut them, and then glue them on. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Put some glue up here, and some glue on the back of these, and da-da-da. I think we've got it made. Yeah, we took our time. How do you think it looks? Let's take it over to the McFeelys, all right? I hope they like it. I'll clean this up when we get back. Waste basket. Oh, Chef Brockett wants us to stop by there, too. Hi, Mr. McFeely. How are you coming with the wallpapering? Oh, great. It's finished, then. Well, we have something for you. Could we bring it over? Yeah, something for your new kitchen. All right. Yeah, we'll be right over. Okay, bye. He knew who it was right away. Said, I knew your voice right away. Come along to the McFeelys. Seem to be stuck on very well. Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
We're getting our kitchen back into shape.
Well, I have something for your kitchen.
What?
Some kind of a waste basket that we made for you.
Yeah, that's the wallpaper scraps you took yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And this is the ice cream container that Chef Brockett gave me.
Certainly a great idea. Thank you very
much.
It's
for your new one. I'd like to see it all finished. It's beautiful.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Good to see you.
Well, you have done a superb job here.
Oh, doesn't it look great?
Certainly does.
Thank you.
I'd like to see this part that I did over here. It's all right.
Came out fine. And here's where the grape juice was spilled. You see, there's not a stain on the wall.
No, it looks very good. It
certainly does. We're very pleased with our new wallpapering job.
I hope you'll like this.
Oh, we will. Now, Betsy.
Yes.
Look at this.
Oh, remember, isn't that nice? That's what you did with the paper scraps.
Mm-hmm. Cut them out, Mrs. McFeely, and
put
them on this ice cream container.
And, oh, this is like the thing that Chef Brockett brought those cookies in. Mm-hmm. It goes right up against, I think, this would come from a place like this, and this would come from just like that. Lots of different designs. I don't think I really ever thought about it quite that way before.
When you look carefully at something, you find out so much more about it. Well, I hope you can use it well.
I've been looking carefully around this kitchen, and I'm wondering right now whether you could help us with a few things. We're almost finished.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
What's the first thing, dear?
I'm going to roll this rug back, and then maybe you could help with the table. Put it in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, unroll that. We're almost finished. Now I'm getting just a little bit impatient. The chairs are in the other room.
Okay, all right. Get the chairs coming right up. One.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
There you go. Anything else?
The throw rugs. I think they're in the other room. And then I think that'll be just about it.
Where are the throw rugs? Oh, these must be they. Yeah.
Yep, that's the throw rugs.
How about this, Mr. McFeely, the calendar? Does that go in?
Oh, yes, it goes on the back of the door here. I'll show you.
Okay.
Oh, I can hardly wait. My kitchen is beginning to look like itself again.
Why would they be called throw rugs?
Well, they're
small. You don't throw them, do you?
No, no. But they're small, and you can just put them around. Not like a big rug like that. You can just put them anywhere you want to.
I see.
That goes on the back of that door.
And I can recognize this room again, Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
It's fun to wallpaper, and it's fun to get it all back together again.
Of course it is.
More skillet coming up here.
Okay.
Where will you put this,
this
thing that I brought you?
We'll go right in the center of the table. It can be a cookie jar. It can be a wastebasket. There's a lot of uses for that.
That's
whatever
a good idea.
You like. I hope you have many, many happy hours in this place.
Oh, we
Chef
love it.
Chef Brockett told me that he wanted me to come over to his soda shop for something special today.
We were there earlier. It's quite something, Mr. Rogers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You won't tell me what it is, I suppose.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough, and you'll really enjoy yourself.
Save for the surprise. Okay, well, we'll go over there now.
Thanks for coming by, and thanks a lot for the help.
Happiness to you in this fine place. I like your house.
Thank you very much. We like it, too. A good day to you, and again, speedy delivery.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Let's go to Chef Brockett's place now. See what that is there. Jose, hi.
How are you?
John. Hi, Mike. Bob. Audrey.
Hello, nice to see you.
A lot of friends here.
My granddaughter Maggie, you remember my daughter Holly.
Hi, Holly.
This is our friend Maria.
Hello, Maria. What's going on, Jose?
Well, Chef Brockett has a musical surprise today.
I see. Well, this is really a surprise for me. Why, I wondered how Mrs. Schenck was.
Oh, she's doing fine. She's very well.
Good. Could I have something like, do you have any orange drink?
Yeah, sure.
What I'd like. Musical surprise. Where is he?
He's in the front seat.
Oh, Johnny's starting. Thank you. Why, Joey Hollingsworth.
Yeah, it's good to be back,
I'm
right?
Really glad to see you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you I've heard about all the special times you're all having here, so I decided to come down and see the place for myself.
What an addition to
terrific.
A musical day.
He brought us a present.
It's a plastic mat.
Yeah, you can feel it. It feels different all over.
It's raised.
Oh, where the mountains are.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
You've been in a lot of these countries, haven't you,
many
Joey?
Of them. Japan, China, Bangkok, Thailand, Manila, Guam, Hawaii, South America.
And you live
England.
Up here.
Yeah, I live in Canada, Fred, right
mm-hmm.
there.
I know that.
Hey, Joey, I bet you've danced in a lot of these places, too, huh?
Well, all the ones I've mentioned, yeah.
Wow, you know, every time I hear music, I just, my foot just starts to tap, and I just want to dance, you know?
Well, you know what? We have something in common.
Take this.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
You ready?
Oh, I sure am.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rockets Bakery Woo! Presents Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Chef Brockett, you were really cooking that time.
I'll tell you what. You know, I told you, Fred, about my dream that I could have a place where you could get good things to eat and have great entertainment. Well, Joey helped us to realize that dream today, huh?
You have that place here.
How about when he gets dancing like that? Isn't that something?
It's great. You jump clear off like that and touched your toe. Yeah. You know, I feel when I see him dance that I just like to dance sitting down.
Yeah, you were just doing it sitting down. Yeah. Some people dance inside, too. You know that? Just kind of go right along with it. Right.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll tell you, this is a big thrill. You know, it's like I got two presents today. I got that dance from Joey and this wonderful map. And Joey, thank you. I'm going to hang it up at home.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know what? You have to have a drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm thirsty.
Oh, would you like some orange drink?
The orange drink, yes.
This is
fine.
Good. It really
orange
is.
Orange juice. A lot of vitamin C in it.
Yeah. Here, sir.
Thank you. How much are we?
I want you to be my guest.
Well,
okay?
Thank you very
you
much.
You have a lot of friends for
sure
a good
do.
Musical day. I must be off. What's mine? I'd like to have an apple, too. Could
okay.
I have one of these apples?
Sure. Certainly.
Thank you very much.
So it will be 15 cents for the orange and drink and 10 for the apples. 25.
Well, there's your quarter.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I'll see you, Fred.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Come
thank
over
you.
And see us sometime, will you?
I will,
place?
For sure.
Yeah. Bye,
thanks
Fred.
For telling me to come over.
Okay.
Daughter.
Bye-bye now.
Beautiful music, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Fred.
Like dancing with your fingers? Joey Hollingsworth makes me feel like dancing all over. Let's have some make-believe. Oh, we can pretend again today that Lady Elaine Fairchild has the neighborhood all mixed around the way she did yesterday. And remember, she even had wallpaper all over the castle. Let's make believe that again today, all right? And maybe a little later she could be selling maps. But first, King Friday is still very annoyed about it all. Here's a trolley for the neighborhood of make believe.
Worst parts of the time for me was coming out with all that paper here and all. Oh, my, it was just disgusting.
What do you say we talk about something else, King Friday?
I don't want to talk about something else, Miss Polificate. I want to talk about what Fairchild has done to our neighborhood.
I know, but we've talked about nothing else for the last hour.
She's right, Friday. There's nothing we can do. I just don't know what will make Lady Elaine put things back the way they were.
Well, I'm certainly going to think of something. Why, a person can't even find his way around here now.
Would the royal map be of any help, Friday?
The royal map?
Oh, yes. It's a map that shows how things used to be. It's in the map room. I'll get it, just in case.
Yes, Polificate. What were you doing when Lady Elaine moved us all around?
Oh, Queen Sarah, I was sitting at my switchboard when all of a sudden everything started to move. I really grabbed onto my chair and I held on.
Well, I had just put Tuesday down for his nap when the same thing happened, but he's just fine. Although Elsie Jean Platypus told me that Anna is very upset by all of this.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, yes. Here is the map, Polificate.
Fine.
Open it kindly, and you will see how things used to be.
Oh. Here's where the castle used to be.
That's right.
And there's where the Eiffel Tower was and the tree and Lady Elaine's place and all.
And none of it's helpful to us now. This switched neighborhood does not appear on my royal map.
No. Well, I've got to be going, King Friday.
If you see Edgar Cook as you go, would you please tell him the way back here, Miss Polifka? He's been gone the longest time, grocery shopping in Westwood. I have a feeling he may be lost.
Ah, oh, I certainly will, Queen Sarah.
You have my permission to take the map, Miss Polificate, for any use it may be. Meanwhile, Handyman Negri and I are going to work on something to put an end to this Fairchild switch. Come along, Sarah. No sense of looking at things out here. Farewell.
Farewell. Well, perhaps the map will come in handy after all.
What a change. Corny, how's the rocket business in this new location?
Well, nobody can find us here, Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, not even Mr. McFeely. I've been expecting him all day with some nails that I ordered, and he's still not here.
Lady Elaine really knows how to confuse people.
I should say she does. Oh, hi, Miss Polificate.
Hi, Corny. Hi, Joey. Have either one of you seen Edgar Cook? Queen Sarah's afraid he might be lost.
No, I haven't
Edgar
seen
Edgar Cook, no, I haven't seen him. Say, have you seen Mr. McFeely?
No, I haven't seen him either.
You know, I was just thinking...
Maps for sale. Get your Fairchild maps of the neighborhood of make-believe. It's worth the cost not to get lost.
Now she's selling maps.
Selling maps.
Let's see this. Corny, we'll see you now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
I think she's over this way.
Maps for sale. Maps for sale. It's worth the cost not to get lost. Get your information and maps at the museum garage.
Maps
for sale.
Maps.
That's right. Maps. With a Fairchild map, you'll never get lost.
Well, now that you've moved everything around, Lady Elaine, I guess this map is no longer any good.
Did you hear that, folks? Polificate thinks a Fairchild map is great. I said, great. Get a map of the neighborhood of make-believe, the latest guide to your friends' homes.
I did not say that, Lady Elaine.
May I see your map, Miss Polificate?
Oh, that map's out of date, dear.
Well, I'll get by with it. I've got to get back to my switchboard.
See
you.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Miss McFeely.
Now,
good day, Joey.
This looks like a lost person. You want a map, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I didn't want to buy a map, Lady Elaine, but I guess I'm going to have to. I can't find Corny's factory, and I have this delivery of nails for him.
Oh, well, listen, I'll take you there, Mr. McFeely. You don't have to buy a map for that. I know the way. Come on, follow
thanks,
me.
Thanks, Joey. I'll be speedy delivery once again.
Right.
Speedy delivery.
Well, look at that. One helps the other. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Oh, boy. Doesn't anybody want a map? Maybe I should sell two for the price of one. A special bargain. I said special bargain. Two Fairchild maps for the price of one. Get them while they last. Maps.
People helping other people. They didn't buy Lady Elaine's maps. Oh, they were annoyed with her. I will pretend more about that. This is like a map. Sure, lots of designs on maps. We'll have them think of something. We'll pretend that they do. That's our way of playing. One of our ways. Remember I told you that I used to make greeting cards? With pieces of old wallpaper. I'll just make a greeting card for you. Let's see. Just cut it a nice way around like that. I think I'll write something in here. Something to you. Ready to see it? says, "You are my friend. And I'm yours." Well. Oh, it's time for me to go. We've done a lot today, you and I. I think I'll just leave these things here. Always use them. I'll have more ideas for these things, too, at home. My apple. We've had a good day together, you and I, and we'll have another one tomorrow. Gives me a good feeling to think about that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. We'll have lots more to talk about tomorrow. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.